with Dion and Alan.
Well, thanks for joining us. We've been talking about the fact that God is love and that God's way to transform the world is through love and relationship. But Alan, that's quite a sort of ethereal thing. I mean, how do we begin to nail that down? What does it practically mean for us as Christians?
Well, let's have a look. At the end of Genesis chapter 11, if you go and read the last chapter, well, chapter 11 of Genesis, you will see it ends in death, literally, barrenness. And barrenness in the Bible is more than a biological condition. It's a theological statement. It's saying, you see, you human beings, you cannot bring life, only with God. And chapter 12 begins, now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless, and it goes on like that, right? So the Lord enters into relationship with Abram. And it's a covenant relationship. It's a promised relationship. And I don't know if you noticed there are two significant aspects of this relationship. The one is God calls Abram into partnership. God actually needs a partner.
That's remarkable.
Yes. Now, it was Saint Augustine who said these words, without God, we cannot. Without God, we cannot.
Mm-hmm.
But without us, God will not.
That's God, really nice.
God can get on without us. God can do anything God wants without us, but God chooses not to. Why? Because God has chosen us to be in partnership with God. Now, if it's a real partnership, which we trust it is, this is not a token partnership, then think of a business deal in a partnership. Someone brings the money, some brings the expertise or the trade, and the outcome will only work if both participants, both partners, bring to the table what they promised.
Mm.
And so God has a dream for this world, to mend this world, to draw all of human beings into relationship, loving relationship with one another and with God. That's God's overall dream. And God has said now that I will do this through partnership. In other words, I need you human beings to do this with me. Now, that's remarkable. It's remarkable because, wow, God has faith in us.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I mean, it is. It blows my mind that the God who could do absolutely anything that God would want to do chooses not to do it alone.
That's right.
I mean, and that God would trust me, I mean, that's a particularly exceptional thing.
Well, exactly, that God actually, hear this, God actually has faith in us long before we have faith in God.
Yeah,
God believes in us long before we believe in God. Now, that's incredible.
It is.
And I want to give you this picture. Think of a parent going out into the garden and planting new seeds for the season, or bulbs, plants, flowers. Now, an adult could do that quite quickly. Now, imagine that adult has a 4, 5-year-old, 6-year-old child and says, come and do this with me. Now, we know what's going to happen. It's going to take a little longer. The child's going to mess around in the soil, maybe spray or sprinkle the water somewhere, right? It's going to be a little bit more messy, take a little longer. But the parent's enjoyment is that we're doing it together. It's not all about efficiency. It's not all about how quickly we can do this. The parent actually wants to share this moment with their child. Can you imagine God doing that? That God actually could straighten things out. But God actually chooses to do it with us, trusting that we have something meaningful to bring.
And of course, you know, the other element to that is when the flowers come out, it's a shared joy, you know. Both parent and child can say, this is something we accomplished together.
That's right.
And, you know, I suppose that's what we read in the New Testament, that God calls us to be his partners in creating this new kingdom, this new heaven and new earth.
There's a verse in Hebrews that there's said something to that effect, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's I looked it up in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, and let me just see if I can find it. It says, brothers and sisters, you are holy partners in a heavenly calling.
Isn't that amazing? Holy partners in a heavenly calling. So that's what you and I are involved with, a heavenly calling, And that's what we call to be holy partners with God. And Abraham was the first partner that God calls into covenant relationship. Abram and Sarah, together, they obediently leave their parents' house and follow.
Alan, so I see that this story of God partnering with Abraham is a wonderful image of many such partnerships that we see throughout the Bible. And when we read the text in this way, boy, it gets me excited about my role in God's partnership to heal and transform the world.
Would you like to discuss this with us? Text us on +27 782 785 300. Or for more information, please visit www.manaandmercy.org.